this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. I am so excited that you have been joining us on The Climb. So we're entering into week number 4 of The Climb. And if you've just now got on board or just started your climb, please be sure to go to our resource hub, which is sugarhill.church/The Climb. And in that resource hub, you'll find each of the weekday teachings, which are really sermon replays from Sundays at Sugar Hill Church. You'll find the weekday blogs from my site. You'll find the weekday podcasts from me and Bobby and from Benj. And you'll find my 4 for Friday, which are really designed to be tools and gear necessary for your life's climb. So make sure you jump on all of those tools. And I know this is going to be a great week for you. So let's start off with this one old phrase. You ready? Okay, we've heard it a billion times. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Okay, that may sound good, and it is really kind of a sweet gesture, but the truth is, it's not a true statement. The fact is, every winner I know at some point had to quit what they were doing to pick up what they need to do. Every person I know that stopped at some point and got back onto the path, got back onto the trail, learned something about how to climb better. I want to encourage you to quit today. I want to encourage you to just stop, to quit. Now you might say, well, Chuck, for 3 weeks you've been saying, get on the path, get on the climb, press on, move forward, this one thing, pick a word, go. And I agree with all those things, but I would say to you, there's a rhyme, a reason, and a discernment that the divine has for our life. And this is why he is so clear about stop and know that I am God. This is why throughout the Psalms, throughout the Proverbs, throughout the life of David, throughout Paul's writings, we find that overwhelmingly, even Jesus made a big deal in his Sermon on the Mount about how intentional we must be about quitting, about stopping. So let me offer 4 ways in which I believe your climb can be enhanced, that you can exceed your potential, and you might be able to summit your climb this year because you had the courage to quit. Here's 4 areas that I want to encourage you to quit. By the way, I am no expert at quitting these 4, but I'm working on them with you. Number 1, quit believing that you don't have what it takes to get there. Within you, the divine created a masterpiece, his masterpiece. He did not create you to fail. He did not create you to not become all he wants you to be, but he did create you to experience failure. And in that, there are times we need to stop and quit. We need to take evaluation, and we need to take a little bit of an assessment about who we are, where we are, and where we're going. Look into the mirror tonight and ask yourself, what do you see? And if what you see is not what you want to be, stop, know that he is God, and ask the divine for how to get where you know he wants you to be. Number 2, quit whining. Quit griping. Quit finding negative items with everything in the world. I have never wanted to be around a whiner. I have never wanted to trust a whiner. I've never wanted to be around somebody who just found something wrong with everything. Now, I get it. The world is a bit of a messed up place. I've been watching the upcoming inauguration and then watched the inauguration, and I am finding it so fascinating at how people can find fault with everything. You know what? Thank you, President and Mrs. Obama, for serving our country for 8 years. Did I agree with everything you did? Of course not. But I've never walked in your shoes. I'm not a black man. I've never been president. I've never faced the problems you faced in leading an organization. So thank you for your service. Oh, and by the way, congratulations, President and Mrs. Trump. My prayer is that you really will have become one of America's great leaders and great presidents. Not because you're great, because I pray your heart might be moved and softened to the presence of the divine. Oh, but what if we were to just stop finding fault with everybody around us? What if we stop finding what's wrong with our spouse, our children, our neighbors, our government, our church? Here's a unique one. What's wrong with our pastor? Lord knows there's plenty of them. But what if we could start looking for what is good? Number 3, not just having the ability to stop, not just the ability to stop whining and griping and complaining, finding what's negative, but stop overly committing yourself. Some of us get so excited because we are pleasing somebody and thinking we're helping them. Here's my greatest challenge in quitting. I love to try to help people, and the high I get from knowing that God actually allowed me to help people will cause me at times to overcommit my calendar, overcommit my capacity, overcommit what I really can do, and all of that is because I'm looking for gratification. Some of us keep writing checks we can't cash emotionally with our friends and family. Some of us keep writing checks we can't cash on our capacity with our time. Here's what I want to ask you to do. Take a real assessment of how well you're doing in managing your day-to-day activities and figure out inside of that, how can I build margin in my life? Stop believing that busyness equals godliness. Stop believing that busyness equals productivity and effectiveness. Number four, and the last thing I'm going to ask you to quit is this. I want to ask you to quit believing that there is a human answer for everything in this world. The Creator, the divine, is supernatural. There is nothing natural about the Creator. And yet, He has created us to be spiritual beings in this nature and natural world. And we are always fascinating with trying to figure out what it means, how it means, what everybody's motive is, why that person thinks this way, why could they be that way? What if we were to accept that, number one, God made no mistake when He made both the wonderful you and that person you think is the weirdest person on the planet? What if we were to stop and think that not only did God make no mistake when He made you, He made no mistake with the person who doesn't agree with you? What if we were to literally stop looking around this world and think to ourselves, okay, I have to control it and understand it or it cannot be good? This is one of life's greatest learnings on God's climb for our life, and that is to accept the fact that He is at work doing things for your benefit, for your good, for His glory, and for this kingdom. Could I say, when I say this kingdom, I mean His kingdom. Why not just trust the fact that the divine who created you out of dust, who knew you before you were formed in your mom's womb, who has a plan for you to succeed and prosper, what if we simply were to allow Him to do the work and we would stop trying to explain it away in our humanity? So I want to ask you today on the climb, quit, stop it, and take a look at those four. I'd really appreciate it if you'd send me an email at achuckallen@gmail.com and tell me what you're quitting. God bless you, my friend. See you soon. Bye now.